it's been sort of calm, and you go outside and your hat blows off. So the wind is...
Yeah. Wind storm or what? Is it blowing hard or...
And what about if it's, if you, and then you run back inside because it's too windy, and then you go back out after a while and it's calmed down. So, you said that, well, the wind is, then what?
Died down.
And what do you call a morning like this, you know, when it's, when you went outside and it was cold, you know, but it wasn't disagreeably cold, it was just, it was good weather to be out in, really. What do you call that kind of weather?
Crispy weather, or?
And if it gets cold enough to kill the tomato crop and things like that, what do you call that?
The frost.
And
freezing weather.
Is there a difference in freezing weather and a frost?
Well, frost is when the dew, you know, it freezes on the ground, on the plants, and that's when it does damage on the plants.
Well, is there a difference in a heavy one and a light one?
Oh, yes, there is.
Do you call it?
The duration of the freezing weather, you know, it all depends how long it stays.
Well, if you had a frost that was so thick that you know, it stayed there for a long time, and you just had a light frost, would you call them something different?
Just heavy and light frost.
And what would you call it if you went out in the river with solid ice? You say the river did what?
It was frozen.
So you say the river...
Froze off, yeah.
And what do you call in your house? Sometimes you'll have two rooms with sofas and things. One, you know, where the family uses, and one for guests. What do you call the one for guests?
One is a family room and the other is a parlor.
The parlor is where the guests?
Yeah.
Okay. And somebody told me today that there was a big drought, speaking of that lasted for 3 years, about a long time ago, in the early 50s.
Yes.
Tell me about that.
Well, not that it didn't rain any, you know, it rained for short intervals, you know, and but we didn't get the amount of rain we usually get in a year, or those 3 years, you know.
What was the river like?
Well, the river kind of dried up, you know.
Completely?
Not completely, you know, but almost, yeah.
Could you walk across?
Some places, yes.
And it's a big river, though, normally, isn't it?
Well, yes, as far as rivers are concerned, you know, it's a good-sized river.
Oh, that must have... What did it do to people's home life and their plants and things and the streets? What was it like around here?
Well, I think they limited the water you could use, you know.
Tell me about it. What it was like
for gardens, you know, and for washing cars and this and that. But it was as far as it went, you know.
I mean, did anybody, I mean, really suffer from it?
No, not I don't know. Not really.
Did it affect the economy? Like the rent?
Well, it usually affects, yes. That kind of situation, you know, it affects the economy.
What was it like here with the ranches?
Well, people get discouraged, you know, and they don't have the same attitude.
I guess it put a damper on things around here, and what people could do.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, you said yesterday, last night, about you were talking about having a dog around the house. What do you call a dog that's a mixed breed? You know, not a fine.
Sure, they call them mongrels.
And is any other name you might have heard instead of mongrel?
No.
Well, what do you call just a small, little, noisy, yappy kind of dog? You know, just a worthless little dog. That you know, no matter what the breed, just makes a lot of noise. That's all it's good for.
I don't remember what they call them.
Have you ever heard a name for something like that?
I believe I have, but I can't recall.
Would you call that anything like a vice or something like that?
Never heard that word in there.
Well, do you have any dogs that you use for certain things? You would
have? Well, some people have dogs that they use for working cattle, some for sheep, you know, and goats, and some they use for hunting.
There's different kind of dogs. Tell me about the types of breeds that they have around here.
Well, there's no special kind of breed over here, you know. Mostly mixed dogs, but it all depends on the way you train them, you know.
I mean, is there anything that... What kind of dog? What do the dogs around here look like? I mean, the common dog.
Common dog? Well, it's a fairly good-sized dog, you know, short hair.
Are there any small dogs?
Yes, you see some of those dogs.
Are those more unusual than the...
They're fairly good-sized dog is more common.